Hey, Crime Capsule fans. It's your host, Benjamin here. We hope you've enjoyed our recent series on cold cases for the winter months. We're taking just a short production break to get ready for our next series on lost cities. Places that have fallen off the map. Ghost towns, forgotten villages, communities that have fallen prey to disaster or worse. We could not be more excited to dive into these lost stories. But in the meantime, as you wait, feel free to catch up on any episodes you might have missed in our back catalog, or check out the award-winning books our guests have published at ArcadiaPublishing.com. And if you get a moment, we'd love for you to leave us just a quick review wherever you get your podcasts. It helps other history buffs and crime junkies find the show. We'll see you soon. Until then, thanks as always for listening. Crime Capsule. History so interesting, it's criminal.
Twenty-four hours ago, I found out the person that I'd been dating and seeing for the last 6 months as a con man.
That is my sister Emma. Andrew Tonks' lies had been so convincing, she'd invested $300,000 with him. However, the tables were about to turn on Andrew. What he didn't know was that Emma had discovered his real identity. But to get any chance of justice, Emma had to act like it was business as usual. Coming up in this series...
And that's when murder, all this stuff goes through my mind. I'm really, really scared.
I'm assuming Sarah has watched too much Netflix and figures I've been defrauding you. Couldn't be further from the truth.
That's what this was, a real-life story that seems so unbelievable, but it was actually true.
A true story that all starts with one simple swipe to the right. I'm Sarah Ferris.
And I'm Emma Ferris, and this is my story, Conning the Con.